More sport and jab news. Djokovic, as in Novak, refusing to get his or give his status, of course, which may well be trouble for the Australian Open. Victorian government's only got vaccine mandates for local pro athletes, so they're going to have to do something about that. What to do? Tennis correspondent Dave Luddy back with us. Morning, Dave.
A very good morning to you too.
If the Australian Open mandates vaccines or want to know whether you're jabbed or not, how many tournaments around the world are then like that?
None at the moment. The recent US Open had the players coming in not necessarily vaccinated, whereas the crowds coming in had to be vaccinated. So at the moment, it's all up in the air. And I think this Australian Open is going to be the first where the vaccinated and the unvaccinated are going to be separated, like almost like the Red Sea and Moses. It's going to be quite something. And then, of course, you've got Novak Djokovic, who has as yet not been vaccinated. He says it's very personal. I shouldn't be asked. I shouldn't really be approached about this. Whether he feels, is he going to go and play? Because remember, he's locked at 20 Grand Slams winning along with Nadal and Federer. So is it worth him to get his 21st Grand Slam and say, right, I'm going to get double vaccinated? It does look doubtful.
Who's got the power? The tournament to say, mate, you're not playing unless you're jabbed, or Djokovic going, you know what, I'll do what I want and I'll turn up or not?
No, I think the power lies with the government of Australia, certainly the federal government. The Melbourne government, of course, the Victoria Premier, Daniel Andrews, has said, I don't think an unvaccinated tennis player is going to get a visa to come into this country. So if he says they're not going to get it, and the federal government in Australia says, I'm sorry, you're not coming in unless you're double vaccinated, Novak Djokovic has only one choice, get vaccinated or not get vaccinated.
Why are so many players not jabbed? 40% of players aren't jabbed. Why?
It is a very strange thing, really. I suppose a lot of it is to do with moral issues, religious issues, scared of the needle, I would think, worrying that the research into the vaccination is not as productive as they think it may be. There are lots of different reasons. There are many, many personal reasons. And it is a bit of a shame that a lot of these ATP players, and remember WTA players, women's players as well, who have expressed concerns about getting vaccinated. You've got, for instance, the US Open champion, Daniel Medvedev, along with Zverev and Rublev, top 10 players who are really expressing concern about it. Then you've got Arina Sabalenka, the world number two from Belarus, and Elena Svitolina from Ukraine, the world number five, also worrying about it. And, of course, Stefanos Tsitsipas, who's right up there with the very, very best players. They're all very, very concerned. But at the moment, it's looking like the decision will rest with the federal government of Australia.
Always good to have you on the show, Dave. Dave Luddy with us this morning on the tennis.